Word 3. Dilemma. D-I-L-E-M-M-A. A predicament. In general, any difficult problem or unpleasant situation. Specifically, a predicament in which one must choose between equally undesirable alternatives. As I mentioned in my discussion of quandary, keyword 27 in Level 3, the word dilemma is often used today of any difficult problem or troublesome situation, but many good writers and speakers object to that as loose usage. Dilemma comes from the Greek di, meaning two, and lemma, a proposition, and by derivation means a choice between two propositions. Strictly speaking, dilemma should be used only of situations in which one faces a choice between equally undesirable alternatives. Elected officials often face the dilemma of either voting for what their constituents want and going against their conscience, or voting their conscience and losing the support of their constituents. The words quandary, quagmire, and dilemma all refer to complicated and perplexing situations from which it is difficult to disentangle oneself. Quandary emphasizes confusion and uncertainty. Someone in a quandary has no idea what to do to get out of it. Quagmire, spelled Q-U-A-G-M-I-R-E, emphasizes hopelessness and impossibility. Literally, a quagmire is a bog, a tract of soft, wet ground. When used in a figurative sense, quagmire refers to an inextricable difficulty. Someone in a quagmire feels hopelessly stuck and unable to get out. By derivation, a dilemma is a choice between two equally undesirable, unfavorable, or disagreeable propositions. Hamlet's famous dilemma was to be or not to be. Colloquial or informal expressions for the state of being in a dilemma include in a fix, in a pickle, between a rock and a hard place, and between the devil and the deep blue sea.